Thumbs Up by Jesse Goldberg Strassler. Edward Osgood was very well liked. Every morning he rose, went to his computer, read the top articles and editorials in the Lackawanna Tribune website, and posted a reasoned reaction in the comments section. He did not post as Edward Osgood. Online, he was OsGreat98. Upon his return to the Tribune website each afternoon, he discovered proudly that each of his comments routinely received anywhere from a dozen to a score of likes from his fellow web users. Yes, let there be no doubt, Edward Osgood was very well liked. So why didn't his fifth grade classmates share this sentiment? Just this morning, for example, after posting another fine slew of comments and arriving at school in a terrific mood, here's what happened. In geography with Miss Bensonhurst, amidst a discussion of the Nile River, he asked if the Egyptian government was more concerned about their pyramids or their people. Such concern had brought him 14 likes last Thursday, but it made Miss Bensonhurst fumble at her glasses before she ignored him altogether and moved on to talking about the Nile Delta. In science with Miss Hintermeyer, he wondered about the potential dangers for electric cars driving in lightning storms, a comment that notched 11 likes last Friday. And Miss Hintermeyer somehow thought it was his fault that Carlos and Candace began rubbing their feet on the carpet and shocking each other. In homeroom with Mr. Laurinetta, he had raised his hand to speak on current events and the looming nurses' strike, leading Rachel, Maureen, and Simone to cough pathetically and ask if they could all go to the nurse. Mr. Laurinetta was not happy, least of all with him, even though his pro-nurses' comments had gained him a whopping 28 likes over the weekend. And while filing outside for PE with Mr. Treadway, he brought up the disappointing Jets-Vikings game from the weekend. "It's the front office's fault, right?" he asked. "They neglected to improve the offensive line and special teams in free agency, and now those weaknesses are glaring." "Nah, it's because they stink," said Carlos. "They totally stink," said Candace. "I don't care about the Jets or Vikings," said Mr. Treadway, and he made Edward run to fetch the sack of soccer balls for class, while Carlos and Candace cackled. So really, it was another miserable day. As he was leaving, Miss Hintermeyer leaned out of her classroom. "Edward," she said, "I wish you'd stop showing off in front of your peers. You're very smart. We get that. Nobody likes a know-it-all. Okay?" "I'm sorry, Miss Hintermeyer," said Edward. "Dislike," thought Osgreat98.